I'm Dan Wanchura, filling in for David Castleman.
I'm Kate Botello, and this is The Green Room, a weekly conversation about arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. This week, The Green Room does coffee. You a big coffee drinker, Dan?
You know, not so much. I mean, you'll definitely find me hanging out in cafes around town, but I usually order a hot chocolate, maybe a smoothie. How about you?
Well, I love cafes too, but since I get up so early for my radio shift, I have to drink decaf so I can sleep at night. But I loved hanging out in cafes when I was younger, along with all the artsy types who have been cafe rats for centuries.
Haven't slept a wink. I walk the floor and watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee.
Now, Kate, picture this.
Okay.
You're in a room full of people. Drinks are being poured. There are brackets posted on a giant whiteboard. Where are you?
I'm in a sports bar during March Madness.
Sure, I like it. But you could also be at Black Market's Latte Art Throwdown. Yes, I said Latte Art Throwdown. And Kate, you and I went to check it out.
So there's a bracket of competitors. Two competitors at a time go against each other.
That's Chuck Corson. He's the owner of Black Market, a coffee shop in downtown Traverse City.
They pour simultaneously and present their drinks to the judges. The judges then judge the drinks right then and there, and then whoever wins moves on to the second round.
For this throwdown, there are four different pours throughout the contest: a heart, a rosetta, a tulip, and if you're good enough to advance to the final round, a free pour. Once they're finished pouring, they present their drinks to a panel of three judges. Jennifer Yates is one of those judges. She's from Higher Grounds Trading Company.
Well, we're looking for contrast between bright white foam and dark crema around. We're looking for symmetry in the cup. We're looking to tell that the design is intentional and that it matches what was prescribed for that round. In this case, the first round is a heart, and that it's centered also.
Making the designs in coffee takes a lot of patience and repetition, but according to these judges, the most difficult aspect is pouring the perfect coffee art when all the eyes in the room are on you. And no names, but there were some complete disasters.
You know, you can tell that they're, when they get frustrated.
Ellie Hudson is from the Specialty Coffee Association of America and is another one of the judges. She says that even though the throwdown is all in fun, all the attention definitely adds another layer of difficulty.
You know, they do it over and over and over again every day, but it's just hard for them sometimes being on stage.
Ellie says coffee is another craft product, just like beer or wine, but it's not always recognized as such. She says that makes events like the throwdown all the more important for the industry.
Coffee is the same. It's a craft. I mean, it's a little, I sort of like art plus science equals craft, I guess.
These baristas consider themselves artists, too. The espresso is their palette, the milk their paint. The quality of the latte art is a sign of the quality of the drink itself.
Latte art is a statement that the way the barista steamed the milk is proper for the drink.
Meet Nick Ryska. He's last year's Latte Art Throwdown champ and is back to defend his title.
It's not necessary, but it's essentially a way that you can show the person whom you're serving that you steamed their milk properly.
Nick says that if the milk isn't steamed just right, or if it's not aerated or stretched properly, it's impossible to get a defined image. The art simply shows that the barista cares about giving you a high-quality drink.
People can make coffee at home, but people go to a coffee shop and they have a barista pour them a drink so they can feel special. That's why somebody walks through the door.
And if more and more people keep walking through the doors of Black Market, Chuck Corson will be very happy.
Everyone, even if you don't know the difference between a coffee from Nicaragua and a coffee from Ethiopia, what that tastes like, everyone responds to a beautiful latte.
Now, since we're talking about coffee as fine art, here's a piece of fine art about coffee. In this case, a cantata written by J.S. Bach. Now, coffee houses were just starting to become a thing in his day. He wrote a cantata about a young woman who loves her some coffee, but her dad thinks it's a bad habit. And she says, "Coffee, I must have coffee." Her dad says she'll never get married if she keeps drinking it. She doesn't care. She just replies with the phrase that has, since box time, become universal. Just give me my coffee.
Now, black market is part of what they call the third wave of coffee. The first wave was your Folgers or Maxwell House or Sanka. It was all about the large-scale availability. The second was the beginning of better coffee, lattes and flavored syrups, but they were served with a big emphasis on the whole social experience of drinking the stuff. Think Starbucks and other chain coffee stores. Now, the third wave is more about the coffee itself, high-quality beans grown responsibly and elegantly served.
Harold, is the coffee all right?
Mm-mm.
You mean it's as bad as yesterday?
Mm-mm.
No improvement at all?
Mm-mm.
Harold, don't just shake your head. You've got to tell me what's wrong with the coffee.
Bad taste.
Now, as you can tell from the husband in that old commercial, if your coffee's wrong, it can ruin your whole day. And it doesn't matter if you're a fancy latte drinker or a regular at a local diner. Some people are grateful for the corner gas station variety. Take Hans. He's an average Joe looking for some average Joe.
So you go for the Speedway every day. That's kind of a routine.
Yep.
Why the Speedway? Is it the cheap coffee that you're going after?
Well, yes, it is that, as well as you can't get your American spirits at a coffee shop either.
What are the American spirits?
Cigarettes.
Okay.
So, yeah, but, like, the convenience factor of being able to just walk in, get your cigarettes, and walk out the same door is generally what draws me to it, and it's cheaper. I'm hoping it tastes great and gets me going.
This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Michael Culler produced the show. Sally Isley is our executive producer. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm Dan Wanchura. See you next time.